4-3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Good morning, Chicago. Sun's going to be shining today, but it's not shining with Jen BT.
No, it's not.
What's
you know
wrong,
how they
Jenny?
Say,
Jenny,
never go
wrong,
to bed
boo.
Angry
yes,
when
boo,
you're
boo.
Married? Oh, we went to bed angry.
Uh-oh.
Girl Scout cookies are apparently a sensitive subject in a marriage.
Okay, well.
It could, and I'm not saying my marriage is in jeopardy, but we got into a big fight over Girl Scout cookies.
Wow.
So we had 7 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. We went through all of them in less than a week.
Okay.
My husband loves the peanut butter patties.
Right.
And my family came over. My cousin Magali was in town from California, so I had 8 people in my house. We had pizza. And then I didn't have anything for dessert. The Latino culture, you know, you put out things for your family. Just little things you got in your house. If you don't go show them, like, oh, here's some Girl Scout cookies, everyone. So I had out the Samoas, the peanut butter patties, the Thin Mints. And we went through the rest of them. It wasn't a lot. We only had 15 cookies left.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband came home from work, and he's like, oh, did you leave me a piece of pizza? I was like, ooh, we didn't have any left. And he's like, going through the cookies, trying to find something quick to eat. And he's like, where's my peanut butter patties? And he didn't yell, but I was like, oh, we ate them. And he's like, I can't believe you gave your family the rest of our Girl Scout cookies and my favorite ones. And then I got a little sensitive.
Wow.
And I said, well, way to teach your children about sharing. Can you? It's not a big deal. He's like, it is a big deal. I was really looking forward to eating my cookies.
Yeah.
And so we went to bed angry.
Yeah, that can happen. Girl Scout cookies and mess relationship up.
And you told me a story.
I threw my daughter out the house about some Girl Scout cookies.
Over Girl Scout cookies.
My mother, I bought Girl Scout cookies from my niece, and my mother had the Girl Scout cookies, and I brought them home, and I put them up on top of the refrigerator, and she ate the entire box. Not a sleeve. I can understand if you take 5.
Yeah.
But she ate all of them.
See, that's forgivable because
it's
easy to do. You know how it is. You're like, I'm going to have 2 Thin Mints in a sleeve.
No.
And then all of a sudden you're like, mints in a sleeve.
No.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I ate a whole sleeve.
But you didn't pay for them. How do you eat somebody else's Girl Scout cookies that you didn't pay for?
They're addicting.
It doesn't matter, Jen. It's disrespectful.
And you said I'm in the wrong here.
You're definitely wrong. You should. You know those are your husband's favorites. You should have saved some for him.
I wasn't thinking.
3 or 4. Yeah, that's the point.
If it were me, if the shoe was on the other foot, I could be like, oh, yeah, okay. But I'd be like, well, okay, your family's here, and I get it. You
he
wanted to put out dessert.
Like he probably,
he would definitely not have done that.
He wouldn't have did that.
But
what's
we
your
have
favorite
different
Girl
principles.
Scout cookies?
Oh, Thin Mints.
See,
Thin
he
Mints are
said,
my jam.
He would have said, here's some Thin Mints, and then we'd have left the other Thin Mints for you.
You're right. I can see how in his
you
head
need
he's
to
thinking.
Apologize. You weren't thinking about him.
All right, I'll apologize. Yeah.